A drawing of a bicycle painted in white appears on Main Street lanes downtown at frequent intervals. It means the lane is shared by bicycles and cars, and there are new rules going into effect. The bicyclist can use the entire lane. Unless obstructed or prevented in some way, a car must use an adjacent lane to pass the bicyclist or vulnerable road user, as the city ordinance calls it. The driver cannot just squeeze by the cyclist in the marked lane. Michael Thompson's been riding his bike to and from work for 4 years. He likes the lanes a lot.
I am blown away by the bike culture and how it's exploded, and the way the city is trying to catch up and make an effort to celebrate the bike community and make it safer and make drivers more aware.
Downtown resident and car owner Drew Milwee says drivers are aware all right when they're stuck behind a bicycle.
It gets kind of frustrating being behind bikers. You know, I guess I'll have to get used to it. If you do get behind a biker, you know, you kind of get impatient, want to honk the horn.
Failure to play nice could net a fine of up to $500, and that includes violating the part of the ordinance that forbids throwing things at vulnerable road users. Dedicated bike rider Charlene Bailey says you might be surprised how often that happens.
As a cyclist, people have thrown batteries, water bottles, everything, just because they don't want to share the road. We obey the exact same laws that every car does, so it's a matter of respect, and that's just rude.
Driver Percy Tribble says there's obviously a learning curve here for horsepower and pedal power, but he thinks the lanes are a good idea.
They're just going to take a little getting used to. At some point in time, I think it'll be helpful.
BJ Austin, KERA News.